So Chris Taylor is going to share with us this morning. He'll begin with the scripture and then give us a word. Come on forth, Chris.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry I was late.
Good morning, Chris.
Sliding around on the ice, getting over here. This is Psalm 25 of David. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust, and trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. Well, I'm here today to see, I'm supposed to teach you guys something, and I'm not really qualified as far as being a theologist or an academic, but I can share with you how I came to know Jesus and how he's changed my life. 10 years ago, I was a strung out heroin addict. I was living on the streets, and I lived to use. Everything I did was about using. I was a liar, a thief, a bum, and I couldn't get any lower. I had gotten so tired of living like that I'd actually planned my own suicide. And I knew where I was going to do it. I knew how I was going to do it. It was just a matter of, getting my hands on enough money. And I was going to do it. I had made that decision and felt a sense of peace when that happened. But anyway, I was in the shelter with a friend, and he said to me Sunday morning, he said, I know a church we can go to. They give you free coffee and donuts, and they got a real good worship band. So I said, well, I like music and coffee and donuts. So I went. And it was at the Union Station in the theater. They played this, they had a real good worship band, a bunch of young guys, and they played some worship music with scrolling the lyrics up on the screen. And they did that for about half an hour. And then a preacher came out and talked for a minute, then he started praying. And while he was praying, I prayed with him. And I said a real simple prayer. I said, it went like this. I said, Dear God, please take away my addiction. And in Jesus' name I ask you. And that was it. And then the next morning when I woke up, as soon as I opened my eyes, I knew I was never going to do drugs again. It used to be when I would wake up, the first thing I would think about is, what am I going to do today? And but at that point, I knew I never had to worry about that again. And that was 10 years ago. And I haven't touched heroin in 10 years. And I had no desire to do it. I didn't get sick. I didn't feel bad. It wasn't me. It was up to that point in my life, I was agnostic. I didn't know what I believed in. Even though I was born and raised a Catholic, I still wasn't sure. And anyway, after that, I knew that Jesus was real. And that's all I knew. I didn't know, I hadn't studied the Bible and really learned everything I needed to learn. But from that point on, my life started changing. I, I started coming to the potter's house and hanging out there, and then they started giving me work to do, and odd jobs here, odd jobs there. And next thing I know, they actually gave me a job, and so I worked there for a while. A dear friend, Alice, let me sleep on her couch for 9 months until I was able to get my own place. And that took a lot of heart to put up with me for 9 months. Where I'm at now spiritually is I'm finally starting to grow spiritually. I came here reluctantly. Mike kept asking me every Sunday, "You got to come play bass for us. Come play bass." Finally, I did it, and I did it just for the music. I wasn't thinking about anything else. But being here and hearing the scripture read every Sunday, and it's, I'm really starting to get this, and it's wonderful. I never thought I'd be a person that goes to church and likes learning about Jesus, but I do. I love it, and I really appreciate everything you guys have done to help me along the way. I'm a firm believer in Jesus, and there's no doubt in my mind He'll do anything for you if you ask Him. I really don't have a whole lot more to teach you, except share with you how it's changed my life. And I've had so many blessings. Everything in my life has come from a church in one way or another. Everything. The guitar I'm playing, the food I eat, even the clothes I'm wearing. They've all come from a church. Not necessarily this one, but different churches where people are doing good works in the name of Jesus. So now when I get a blessing, I try to bless other people. And I give you an example. One night I was going to go, me and Wesley were going to go hang out for a little while, and he had a job where he would break down a kiosk out in front of Safeway. And so I went and helped him. So here I am. And the guy that he was working for came up and offered me some money. It was just a few dollars. I said, "No, give it to Wesley." And so he did. And then me and Wesley hung out for a while, and after we left, after I left, I was walking down the street. I found a $10 bill lying right there on the road. And I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I can't tell you how many times stuff like that has happened to me. I wish I had more to say on the subject, but I know I'm a firm believer and thanks to you guys, I'm really starting to understand what it means to love Jesus. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
Amen. All right. Thank you.